Global Leadership 1. We are currently navigating a leadership inflection point between two eras. The leadership models of 2025, hierarchical, West-centric, and focused on financial capital, are collapsing. We are moving toward the 2040 archetype, a world that is distributed, multipolar, and driven by cognitive capital. At the heart of this transition is the great demographic inversion. The world is splitting into two distinct biological realities. First, we have the aging North, Europe, North America, and East Asia. This is the gray zone, where populations are shrinking, and the silver economy demands products for people working well into their 80s. Second, we have the youthful South, Africa and parts of South Asia. This is the green zone, exploding with the youth who will provide the world's workforce and creative energy. The crisis we face is the interplay between these two worlds. If we do not bridge this gap, we face a world of age apartheid, gerontocracies in the North hoarding power, while youth in the South are locked out of opportunity. We operate under the myth of the zero-sum game or replacement theory. This myth says, for the new to rise, the old must die. It creates a false binary between innovation and experience. It tells the young leader to discard Western wisdom and the older leader to wall off the chaos of youth. But God offers a different algorithm. It is the technology of synthesis. The kingdom perspective is not replacement, but reverse mentoring. True leadership in 2040 requires a polymathic synthesis, or M-shaped leadership. This is the ability to stack deep expertise across disparate fields. This synthesis only happens when generations collaborate. The young digital native teaches the elder about the metaverse and AI. In return, the elder sage shares crystallized intelligence, deep patterns of strategy and human dynamics that AI cannot replicate. The divine answer is that wisdom flows both ways. The silver economy needs the youthful South's energy, and the youthful South needs the aging North's architecture. We are called to be choreographers of this exchange. This matters because the primary asset of the 2040 leader is brain capital. In a world of automation, human judgment and empathy are the only things that retain value. If we segregate generations, we sever the neural pathways of society. This week, I invite you to join our 7-day challenge, the Laboratory of Synthesis. We won't go through every step now, but I encourage you to choose one practice each day. Maybe it's the reverse mentoring setup, teaching an elder a digital tool or asking a digital native to explain Web3. Or perhaps the Asian Century Audit, researching an innovation from the East to learn from the new flow of ideas. God's promise is found in Joel 2:28. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. When the old dream dreams and the young see visions, a new reality is born. You don't have to choose between the hierarchy of the past and the network of the future. You are the bridge. Go and choreograph the future.